Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That was Mary Kay Cabot on with the Monin Boys earlier today, talking about what some, I am doing this, are calling the Nick Chubb revenge game. Nick and Jonathan back here live from the Fairview Park Tavern on Lorraine Road. We got quick hits coming up in just about 20 minutes, but I think it's interesting. I know that this is the common era of sports, but like there's a couple angles to this game that make it interesting. The Miles T.J. Watt thing are one of them. Obviously, the fact that the Steelers are playing for a hell of a lot more than the Browns are. Maybe the Browns are playing for Kevin Stefanski's job. But really, Nick Chubb and his return in return to action in the AFC North matchup against the Steelers, the team that he got hurt with, you know, last year in Week 2. This feels like this has kind of been robbed by us or robbed from us, because the Browns have gone at every length to be like, it's not a big deal.
Oh, yeah. This would be one of the massive storylines if we cared more about this game.
Yeah. Yeah. And, well, okay. So that actually is the thing I'm most invested in this game, is Nick Chubb having some success tonight. Because I'll be honest with you, I still think it was a dirty hit by Minkah Fitzpatrick.
I don't know. I mean, Chubb himself has said it's not a – well, I don't know what he's going to say.
Yeah.
He's a class guy. He's not going to turn around and be like, that dirty Minkah. You know what I didn't like, though? I didn't like that he – you could tell Nick Chubb. I think we've known Nick Chubb long enough to understand when he's actually mad while not saying anything.
Yeah.
He was either like, did Minkah reach out? Did he ever say anything? He's like, no, he only talked to me on the field, and that was it. Like, that was him saying, like, I'm a little peeved at how that all went down. And so I would wonder if there's some words for Minkah Fitzpatrick in
well,
that.
Well, and here's the other thing. The Steelers are – and this is part of the physical brand that they play – they're a little bit of cheap. They're a little cheap. They take some shots here and there.
Okay.
So, and Minkah has been flagged quite a few times in his career for things that border on dirty. Even we don't want to call him a dirty player, because that's apparently verboten. You can't just call a player what he is anymore. You have to really he's...
Yeah, why does that feel so offensive when you call a player dirty these days?
Because players and... you know what? I have
it used to just be something we could just do.
Because now... media just spews the garbage, not garbage, the verbiage of the players without questioning what they're saying. And they do the same thing with teams. There at some point became in the last 30 years where if a player said it, well, a player said it.
Yeah,
like, that's
you know,
why I never bought
I
the Nick Chubb
that
thing. That, well, neither of us do. But it's the thing that, like, and I experienced this firsthand in Charlotte, and I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus.
Please do.
But, like,
I love when
you
throw people under the bus.
I would hear the other shows. They'd be like, well, Ron Rivera says Cam Newton's not injured. I guess he's not injured. I was like, wait. You just bought that? No, that's not how this works. But, no, I mean, I do – listen, whether they thought the thing was cheap or not, I think Nick having a big game tonight, no matter what the outcome of the game is – matters to me.
Okay,
Nick Chubb getting the end zone tonight against the Steelers matters to
me. I feel like old Nick Chubb would have been able to call his shot. I don't know that this version of Nick Chubb with this offensive line, Nick, and that matters as well. I don't know that he can just call out his shot that way. Like if this was 25-year-old Nick Chubb, I believe if he said, I wanted to go for 125 and a touchdown and make his point, he could do it. Coming off the injuries this way, and he's going to have opportunities tonight because it's going to be rainy, it's going to be windy, so they're going to give him the ball a ton. I just don't know that he can call out a shot that
way. Yeah, I don't know that he can, but that's what tonight represents, the ability, and because you mentioned the right word there, is he going to be empowered to have that game? Is he going to be empowered if he has five bad carries again? Is Kevin Stefanski going to go, I guess we'll go in another direction?
I'm convinced that's what happened in the Saints game.
Or is he going to go ahead and actually continue to give him the rock? because then we saw him in the third quarter, and all of a sudden Nick Chubb looked a little bit more alive.
Well, that's what they did. They gave him the quarter off.
Yeah.
He was averaging like 2.5 a carry, whatever it was. It was not pretty, and then they gave him the quarter off, and then he had a 14-yard run instantly, and then they felt comfortable to go back to him. But I don't know. Is that the same – is it the same formula they're going to use?
I would imagine maybe it's less of that formula simply because this is an obvious game. Like the downside of the weather, and again, 85, 86% chance of precipitation, that's some mix of snow and rain. The real downside of that is pretty obvious. The downside is you now have to play the Steelers game. And That's not how you're built anymore.
Well, it's not how we're built right now, for sure. I don't know that the Steelers want to play Steelers football, and what I mean by that is they've really enjoyed the Russell Wilson moon ball experience.
Yeah.
Like that, like Arthur Smith loves to run the ball. We all know that about him. But over the past couple weeks, like the defining difference between Russell Wilson and Justin Fields has been Russell Wilson throwing the ball deep. What I wonder about with this game, if we go into the what the Steelers would actually want to do they incorporate more Justin Fields today?
I see. You can't do that because then he's auditioning for the Browns.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to think like Tomlin.
Well, think about it. Taysom Hill just lit up the Browns last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who can Justin Fields basically be a body double for at times?
I don't think you need Justin Fields when you have Warren and Harris. Like that's the thing. Like they have two really damn good running backs that can just run it in your face. And, like, I think that's so maybe that's where some of my fears coming from is. It's like. Their defensive line is more physical than your O-line is, or at least how your O-line's been this year.
The O-line's had two good rookies. I remember I ripped the O-line before the season got underway, and Broderick Jones, I think, is benched already.
No, I'm saying their defensive line is more physical than
your O-line. Oh, I thought you were going to their
O-line.
Offensive
line. Yeah,
okay.
No.
My bad.
So then it's going to have to be on Nick Chubb. Like, you're going to have to give him the opportunities. You're going to have to give him latitude to maybe not be Nick Chubb. But if there's a big run to be had, it's probably going to have to be him. Because we should expect the Steelers to own the line of scrimmage on the Browns' offensive side of the game. I'd probably feel a little bit better if there was a no risky, no bisky element here. This is not the secondary I want Jameis going willy nilly, though.
Well, not in these conditions.
Well, not even in these conditions. I mean,
just in general, but like, also not in these conditions. Like, 25-mile-per-hour winds, Nick. I mean, this is the game that knocked Deshaun Watson's enthusiasm out for wanting to play in Cleveland when he was in Houston. It was 35-mile-per-hour winds. Yeah. They stopped landing planes at Burke next door. Okay, like it was like we're not that far off from what that is tonight.
I mean, we'll see. I'm not giving in yet.
You're saying fraud meteorologist is what's happening here?
I'm going to say big weather wants you to believe what big weather wants you to believe.
Just a recognition that I can never trust my iPhone when it gives me weather.
I've got those apps too. But they're
always
outside.
Wrong. They're always wrong for me. I have no idea why. I look at them, I'm like, well, where are we at on this? And then they're always way off.
I always have the thing of where I look down at the forecast and I've just gone somewhere and I don't realize it hasn't switched back. And so I'll tell my kids to get ready and they'll be like, it's going to be 35 and windy outside, and you step outside and it's 60,
mm-hmm.
and I'll realize I never switched it back.
Yeah,
that's usually how
you were stuck on Jamaica weather for like 2 weeks.
I don't know
what happened there.
And my kids also had frostbite. But these things happen. We live, we learn, we move on. So we asked the question. We threw it out there. You guys can still get in. 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin, what about this? What about the Browns has given you confidence they can pull it off tonight? Because every argument I've heard about the Browns winning this game, not just making it a game, but winning this game, involves the Steelers being bad in this situation.
I think that's what we're going to have to rely on. They're going to have to play a less than game of what we've seen. They're the number two defense in the NFL, and their offense is not great. It's middle of the pack. It's not great, but as we've said, they have the horses to win this type of game with the run game. Like this is not setting up well for us.
So I'm torn because I do think the weather is something that gives you a little bit of a chance. My problem is every time I come back to the Browns, that's a divisional game. Yeah, throw the scores out there. That's a generic statement. That has nothing to do with where these – well, the Steelers are bad on Thursday night football. Kevin's good on Thursday night football. Yeah, but this is a pretty isolated incidence of this year.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You're being a pretty dramatic low point for these guys. Well, you know, the weather, okay, but it just takes one moon ball to put pressure on you in a way.
Right.
Like, I mean, I think, listen, can I give you the confidence? I promise you this is not polishing anything.
Can I guess what it is first?
Yes.
Is it you think they have to give a damn? And that's the only way we get into this?
No.
Okay.
But I like where your head's at. No, for me, it's the fact that you've been able to that first drive, you tend to do well on offensively. And I think if you can score the touchdown first, I do think that puts an interesting pressure on their offense.
Okay.
And I do think, like, Tomlin's one of the few guys who, if he's down 14 points early in a game, will still run the ball. But every coach in the NFL, the second you get behind, if you're a running team, you start to feel the pressure of doing that. And Russ is a goof. Like, this is the kind of game where I don't think it's that hard to get in Russell Wilson's head. Like, I think scoring first for the Browns offense puts a little pressure on them and might add a little English to this.
I think last week in the Baltimore game, I think he started to expose himself as the fraud quarterback that he is right now. Like, there's nothing about Russell Wilson that scares me. I know he's winning games right now. They've won five straight. He's turned that offense around somewhat. But there's nothing about Russell Wilson that ultimately does scare me. Like if I believed in this defense like I did, let's say, a year ago at this time, I would not even be worried in the slightest bit.
So here's the funny thing. Usually, okay, going into last year, we would think, all right, their strength against your weakness, which is their defense against your offense.
Yeah.
The thing is, I don't know which defense is going to show up tonight for the Browns.
We have no idea.
So we can't flip the table and go, well, it's your strength versus their weakness, because those moon balls, like that Russ to Pickens thing that they've done, it's two plays.
I mean, you can visualize it right now. All of a sudden, they switch. They have a matchup with MJ Emerson, and Pickens is just feasting in the end zone. You've seen this play. I know you can visualize the play right now. Corner end zone, Emerson on Pickens. Pickens grabs the moon ball, and that's it.
And with that has been the biggest bugaboo here recently. Certainly in the Saints game, they've had some good, consistent play. It's the big plays. But again, Pittsburgh isn't great at the big plays other than the moon balls.
I just don't think they're going to be tossing it up like that tonight. I really don't, only because of the weather.
It'd be the funniest thing if Tomlin just went no risky, no bisky. What about the Browns has given you confidence they can pull this game off tonight? Nick and Jonathan here. We are live all show long from Fairview Park Tavern on Lorraine Road. Come on out and see us. We got quick hits next on 92.3 The Fan.